The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Second Canto, Chapter Number 4, Text Number 21. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on January 9th, 2012, in Santiago, Chile.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yadangri Abhidhyana Samadhi Daptaya Deya Anupashyanti Hi Tatvam Atmana Vedanti Cha Etat Kavaya Yatarucham Sa Me Mukunda Prasidatam. Yadanga Yadangri Abhi Jana Samadhi Dataya Diyanu Pashyanti Hi Tattvam Atmana Vedanti Chai Tat Kaveyo Yata Rucham Same Mukundo Bhagavan Prasidatam Yadangri Abhi Jana Samadhi Dautaya Diyanu Pashyanti Hi Tattvam Atmana Vedanti Chai Tat Kaveyo Yata Rucham Same Mukundo Bhagavan Prasidatam Yadangri, whose lotus feet. Everybody can try to say the English. You can learn a little English that way. Abhijana. Thinking of every second.
Pensando a cada segundo.
Samadhi. Trance.
Trance.
Dautaya. Being washed off.
Being washed off.
Siendo limpiado.
Siendo limpiado.
Diya.
Diya.
By such clean intelligence.
By such clean intelligence.
Mediante esa inteligencia limpia.
Mediante esa inteligencia limpia.
Anupashyanti.
Anupashyanti.
Does see.
Does see.
By following authorities.
By following authorities.
Ve por el hecho de seguir a las autoridades.
Ve por el hecho de seguir a las autoridades.
He certainly.
Ciertamente.
Ciertamente.
Tatvam. The absolute truth.
The absolute truth.
La verdad absoluta.
La verdad absoluta.
Atmana.
Atmana.
Of the Supreme Lord.
Of the Supreme Lord.
And of oneself.
And of oneself.
Del Señor Supremo y de uno.
Del Señor Supremo y de uno.
Vedanti.
Vedanti.
They say.
They say.
Dicen ellos.
Dicen ellos.
Also.
Also.
También.
También.
Etat.
Etat.
This.
This.
Esto.
Kaveya.
Kaveya.
Philosophers are learned scholars.
Filósofos o eruditos entendidos.
Yata rucham. As he thinks.
As he thinks.
como él piensa.
Sa. He.
Me.
May. Mine.
Mio.
Mukunda.
Mukunda.
Lord Krishna who gives liberation.
Lord Krishna who gives liberation.
Que el Señor Krishna quien da la liberación.
Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Prasidatam.
Be
pleased
with me.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who gives liberation. By thinking of his lotus feet every second, the devotee in trance can see the absolute truth by following in the footsteps of authorities, whereas the learned mental speculators think of him according to their whims. May the Lord be pleased with me. Purport. The mystic yogis, after a strenuous effort to control the senses, may be situated in a trance of yoga just to have a vision of the super soul within everyone. But the pure devotee, simply by remembering the Lord's lotus feet at every second, at once becomes posted in real trance, because by such realization his mind and intelligence become completely cleansed of the diseases of material enjoyment. The pure devotee thinks himself fallen into the ocean of birth and death and incessantly prays to the Lord to lift him up. He only aspires to become a speck of transcendental dust at the lotus feet of the Lord. The pure devotee, by the grace of the Lord, absolutely loses all attraction for material enjoyment. And to keep free from contamination, he always thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord. King Kulashekar, a great devotee of the Lord, prayed, Krishna tvadiya pada pankaja pancharantam adhyayiva vishatu me manasa raja hongsa prana prayana samaye kapavata pitai kantavarodhana vidau smaranankutaste. My dear Lord, I pray that the swan of my mind may immediately sink down to the stem of the lotus feet of your lordship and may be locked up in the network. Otherwise, at the time of my final breath, when my throat is choked up with cough, how will it be possible to think of you? There is an intimate relationship between the swan and the lotus stem, so the comparison is very appropriate. Without becoming a swan or paramahamsa, one cannot enter into the network of the lotus feet of the Lord. The mental speculators, as it is stated in the Brahma Samhita, even by dint of learned scholarship, cannot even dream of the absolute truth by speculating over it for eternity. The Lord reserves the right of not being exposed to such mental speculators, and because they cannot enter into the network stem of the lotus feet of the Lord, all mental speculators differ in conclusions. And at the end they make a useless compromise by saying, as many conclusions, as many ways, according to one's own inclination, yata rucham. But the Lord is not like a shopkeeper trying to please all sorts of customers in the mental speculator exchange. The Lord is what he is, the absolute personality of Godhead, and he demands absolute surrender unto him only. The pure devotee, however, by following the ways of previous acharyas or authorities, can see the Supreme Lord through the transparent medium of a bona fide spiritual master, anupashyanti. The pure devotee never tries to see the Lord by mental speculation, but by following in the footsteps of the acharyas, mahajano, yena, gutto, sapanta. Therefore, there is no difference of conclusion amongst the Vaishnava acharyas regarding the Lord and the devotees. Lord Chaitanya asserts that the living entity Jiva is eternally the servitor of the Lord, and that he is simultaneously one and different from the Lord. This tattva of Lord Chaitanya is shared by all the four sampradayas of the Vaishnava school, all accepting eternal servitude of the Lord even after salvation. And there is no authorized Vaishnava acharya who may think of the Lord himself as one. This humbleness of the pure devotee, who is 100% engaged in his service, puts the devotee of the Lord in a trance to realize everything. Because to the sincere devotee of the Lord reveals himself, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 10:10. The Lord, being the Lord of intelligence in everyone, even in the non-devotee, favors his devotee with proper intelligence, so that automatically the pure devotee is enlightened with the factual truth about the Lord and his different energies. The Lord is revealed not by one's speculative power or by one's verbal jugglery over the absolute truth. Rather, he reveals himself to a devotee who is fully satisfied by his service attitude. Shukadeva Goswami is not a mental speculator or compromiser of the theory of as many ways, as many conclusions, but he prays to the Lord only, invoking his transcendental pleasure. That is the way of knowing the Lord.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Mala Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupa Sagrajada Sahagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha.
One very interesting point
in
this purport. The pure devotee, this is right in the first paragraph, the pure devotee thinks himself fallen into the ocean of birth and death. And incessantly prays to the Lord to lift him up. This is someone who's completely liberated. So, those of us who are still struggling in the modes of nature, what is our position? The pure devotee is constantly praying to be lifted up. And we are the ones, he's not actually in Maya. But still he's constantly praying to be delivered from Maya. And we're the ones who are in Maya. Are we constantly praying to be delivered? No, we're not. That's why we're in Maya. Because we're not constantly praying to be delivered. We're thinking, well, I've been around ISKCON for a while. I'm a pretty advanced devotee now. You see the problem? I'm initiated now.
Oh, ahora estoy iniciado.
You see? We have to be, the more we become humble, you see.
Entonces, más que nos volvemos humildes,
that's how we become advanced.
Entonces, así como nos volvemos
not that, you know, I'm a GBC, I'm a guru, I have disciples all over the world, therefore I am very advanced. I have a temple president. I am a Sankirtan devotee. I'm giving monthly donations to the temple. Therefore I am a big, big advanced devotee. The more you can feel humble, you see.
Más que uno se siente humilde,
as Prabhupada points out in the last paragraph,
como Prabhupada lo menciona en el último,
the first sentence, he says, this humbleness of the pure devotee,
esta humildad del devoto puro,
who is 100% engaged in his service,
que está 100% ocupado en su servicio,
puts the devotee in a trance to realize everything.
Pone al devoto en la cual él puede realizar todo.
You enter into a state of trance, greater than the trance of the yogis.
Así le pone en estado de trance como un yogi.
If you cultivate humility,
si usted cultiva esta humildad,
thinking yourself lower than the straw in the street,
es como sintiéndose más bajo que la franja en la calle.
Being more tolerant than a tree.
Más tolerante que el árbol.
Being ready to offer all respect to all others.
Estar dispuesto a prestar respeto a todos.
Even if they disrespect you,
incluso si alguien no te presta respeto,
still you offer them respect.
Aun así, tú les prestas respeto.
That is the trance described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Eso es lo que ha orado el Señor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That enables the devotee to constantly chant the holy names.
Y el devoto siempre está cantando el santo nombre del Señor.
At every second.
A cada segundo.
Either on his lips,
ya sea por sus labios,
or by his activities,
o por sus actividades,
he is constantly chanting Hare Krishna.
Está constantemente cantando Hare Krishna.
So this false pride that we have is our biggest enemy.
Así que falso orgullo que tenemos es nuestro más grande enemigo.
We're very, very proud.
Somos muy, muy orgullosos.
You can't tell me anything, Prabhu, because I know what I'm doing.
Tú no puedes decirme, Prabhu, porque yo sé lo que estoy haciendo.
Don't try to correct me, Prabhu, because
no,
I know what I'm doing. Isn't it?
No trates de corregirme, Prabhu, yo sé lo que estoy haciendo.
This is our enemy.
Así que este es nuestro enemigo.
We have to become very, very humble.
Tenemos que volvernos a ser muy humildes.
Thinking that I'm a very contaminated person, actually.
Pensando que en realidad soy una persona muy contaminada.
I'm full of lust.
Estoy lleno de lujuria.
I'm full of greed.
I'm
filled up with anger.
Estoy lleno de ira.
I'm crazy.
Estoy loco.
I'm illusioned.
Estoy ilusionado.
And I'm an envious snake.
Soy como una serpiente envidiosa.
The more you can feel that way, the more you become realized in Krishna consciousness.
Entonces, más que piensa así, puede ser más realizado en conciencia de Krishna.
Now materialists would say, this is you Hare Krishna people, you're crazy. You put yourself down and become very lowly and humble. You see. You can't be successful in this world if you think yourself very lowly and humble. If you want to be successful, you have to think, I'm great.
Si quieres ser exitoso, entonces tienes que pensar que soy grande, grandioso.
That's the way to be get ahead in the world, boy. You got to think, I'm great.
Yo soy grandioso.
But think about this for a minute.
Pero piensen por esto en un minuto.
Those who've actually achieved genuine Vaishnava humility,
aquellos que en realidad han logrado verdadera humildad Vaishnava,
are they impotent eunuchs?
Ellos no se... Sorry?
Eunuch means neuter. You know, a eunuch, well, let's just say an impotent wimp or a weakling.
Yeah.
Are they, are the those who are master the art of humility, are they weak?
Aunque ellos son débiles.
Or are they powerful? Arjuna was completely humble before Krishna. And he annihilated the enemy soldiers like anything. Hanuman was completely humble before Lord Ram.
Hanuman era completamente humilde por el Señor Ram.
And he put the whole Lanka on fire.
So don't think that becoming humble means that you become impotent and weak. That is not a fact. The more you become humble, the more you become powerful. That's confirmed by Lord Jesus. He says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall take over the earth." And Prabhupada said, "I act like a king because nobody can defeat me." So the materialistic conception of humility is somebody who walks around with their head hung down. They can't accomplish anything. You'd never want to hire them to work for your company because they can't do anything. They're just... This is not the Vaishnava humility. The humble Vaishnava, he becomes a completely sold out instrument in the hands of Guru and Krishna. He's completely surrendered to his spiritual master. And what is the result when you become completely surrendered to your spiritual master? Then his full Shakti can flow through you. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tare Pravartana. One who has that Shakti from Guru and Krishna, he can make the whole world Krishna conscious. That is his power. So this Vaishnava humility, it makes one the most powerful person. You don't become weak by humility. You become powerful. Because the Shakti of the previous Acharyas now can act through you. So basically, you just have to get yourself out of the way, you see. Don't block the flow of the mercy coming from the previous acharya. By your stubborn egotism, be humble. Simply serve the previous acharyas. By your every thought, by your every word, and by your every deed, in all times, all places, in all circumstances. And you can do wonderful things on this planet. You can make everybody in Santiago Krishna conscious. Why only Santiago? You can make all of Chile Krishna conscious. Why only Chile? You can make all of South America Krishna conscious. Why only South America? You can make the whole world Krishna conscious. Why only this one world? You can make all the universes Krishna conscious. If you become perfect in humility. So cultivate this humility, Prabhu. Cultivate this humility, Mataji. It's worth it. So how do you develop that humility? No es difícil. You simply always be respectful to everyone. Never be disrespectful. Always be respectful. Even if somebody is very rude to you, you do not repay rudeness with rudeness. Repay rudeness with respectfulness. Is it? Being respectful. Yeah. That way you'll develop humility.
And you'll be able to constantly pray to Krishna as the pure devotee does. Please save me from my fallen condition. Prabhupada told us in Boston, I'm always praying to Krishna to protect me from Maya. And that's why Prabhupada can never fall down, you see. A devotee who is constantly praying for protection will never fall down. A devotee who is afraid of Maya, that I'm very scared of Maya, because I'm not a very advanced devotee. And I can fall down at any minute. Therefore, I'm scared of Maya. I'm praying to Krishna, please protect me from Maya. Please, Krishna. I feel myself so fallen. I'm always praying, Krishna, please protect me from Maya. That is the devotee who will never fall down. But the devotee who thinks, I'm advanced now. Now I have my diksha. Now I have my Brahman thread. Now I am sannyasi. Now I am guru. You see, as soon as you think you're a big, big devotee, then you're in a very, very dangerous position. On the battlefield, which soldier will be shot by the enemy? The one who has a high profile or the one who has a low profile? You see, the soldier, he is taught, you get down in the dirt and you crawl in the dirt. That way the enemy won't be able to shoot you. If you stand up and walk forward standing up, they will shoot you dead, you see. But if you get down in the dirt and you crawl in that dirt, then the enemy can't shoot you. So Maya is always trying to shoot us. So how do you protect yourself from Maya? Always be down, crawling in the dirt. And Lord Chaitanya says, lower than the straw in the street. That means you're crawling in the dirt. That's the key. That will protect you. That way you won't fall down. And what is the result? You will be in a state of trance. Mystic trance. Bhakti trance. That Krishna will appear before you. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadai vihridayesha valokayanti yam shama shunyarma chintyoganasvarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham vajami. These are not just flowery words of Brahmanji. This is a scientific fact. Bhakti is the perfect science.
Bhakti es la ciencia perfecta.
If you will cultivate this bhakti, if you will cleanse the mirror of the heart from all the dust accumulated from millions of lifetimes, by calling out to the Lord to save you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gradually, gradually, all of that dirt will go away. And you will see Krishna. You will actually enter into the kingdom of God. Even within your present body you can do that. If you can purely call out the Lord's name. You don't have to wait for death to go back to Godhead. You can enter Goloka Vrindavan even in your present body if you will develop the pure chanting of the name. So what is the pure chanting? Perfect humility. So it's really exciting what Prabhupada has given us. I mean, what could be more exciting than actually going to Goloka Vrindavan and seeing Krishna's pastimes? To actually see Krishna, to be with Krishna. You see, what could be more wonderful? Krishna's the supreme superstar. He has unlimited power. He has unlimited beauty. He has unlimited renunciation. He has unlimited knowledge. Unlimited wealth. And nobody is more famous than Krishna. All of the qualities that attract us by big people in this world, every single one of those qualities is found in Krishna. But Krishna has them more than anybody else, you see. He's more powerful than a big military general. He's more beautiful than Miss Chile. He's more renowned than Mahatma Gandhi. You see? He's more wealthy than Bill Gates. He's more knowledgeable than Albert Einstein. And he's more famous than Paul McCartney. Krishna has everything. He's a supreme superstar. And you can be his intimate friend, his intimate associate. He'll allow you to enter into his inner circle of associates. All you have to do is awaken your love for him. Don't be envious of God. Envy bans you from his association. Envy condemns you to the cycle of birth and death. But if you will give up your envy, he will allow you to be one of his intimate associates. To play with him in the forest of Vrindavan. Or to dance with him. He'll allow you to be a very intimate associate. But you have to learn this art of humility. It's all you have to do, become humble. You have to be sincere. Is it difficult to be sincere? What do you think? Is sincerity difficult? Yes, it's difficult. What is the difficulty?
Because we are not constantly praying to Krishna.
That's a fact. We think that we can get by without Krishna. Sometimes, at least, we think that way. It's a problem. I am muy inteligente. You see, very intelligent. I don't need. Sometimes I need Krishna, but not all the time. When things go bad, then I need Krishna. But when things are going good, who needs Krishna, you see? I'm powerful. I'm good looking. I'm renounced.
I'm intelligent. I have some money. I have a good reputation. Who needs Krishna? He's just a myth anyway. Prabhupada told us. He said, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, but you were thinking maybe. So we doubt sometimes that Krishna really is a real person. Sometimes we still doubt that maybe this Krishna is a myth after all.
And
that's how contaminated we are, you see. We don't realize that Krishna is more real than the planet Earth. Of course, the planet Earth is real, but it's not always here. Sometimes the whole universe is merged into Mahavishnu and goes into a non-manifest state. So Krishna is more substantial than planet Earth, actually. Because everything is coming from Him. Aham savasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate. Krishna says, I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. So, that is, Krishna is the most real of all real things. Nothing has reality except by dint of Krishna's making it real. If Krishna doesn't make something real, it has no reality. The only things that are real are those things that Krishna makes real by His desire that they be real. So there is nothing and no one more real than Krishna. Krishna is the very basis of reality itself. So we must have this conviction. We have to wake up, Prabhus. We have to wake up, Matajis, and come to reality. Everything is Krishna's energy. Therefore, everything is meant to be used in Krishna's service. If you utilize the energy of Krishna not in the service of Krishna, what are you? Do you know what you are? If you do not use the energy of Krishna in Krishna's service, do you know what you are? You are a thief. That's what you are. A dirty, rotten thief. So don't be a dirty, rotten thief. Utilize the energy of Krishna in the service of Krishna. And then you become glorious. You become sadhu. You become saint. All you have to do is engage the energy of Krishna in Krishna's service. And you become glorious. You know what Prabhupada said? He said, you're always saying all glories to Srila Prabhupada. But why don't you become glorious? You see, there's a saying, you can judge a tree by its fruit. So, we are the fruit of the Prabhupada tree, you see. So if you are rotten fruit, then what will people think of the tree? And the tree must not be very good because this fruit is rotten. But if you're a very wonderful devotee, you see, you develop all the saintly qualities, that will glorify Prabhupada automatically. That's what attracted me to Prabhupada. I met one devotee, his name was Vishnu Janaswami.
And he was so amazing person. He was a true Paramahamsa. And I thought, if becoming a disciple makes somebody like this, then I'd like to become a disciple too. Just consider the potency of the spiritual master if the disciple is like this, you see. So seeing Vishnujana Swami convinced me that yes, I will be a disciple also, you see. Because I want to become like Vishnujana Swami. He was absolutely amazing. He came to our town, Austin, Texas. All by himself, with no helpers. He had no money. He had no vehicle. He had no musical instruments. Not even a pair of kartals. All he had was his danda, a blanket, a toothbrush, a shaver, and a case of Bhakti Godhead magazines. And within a few weeks, he had a temple building filled up with devotees. Can you imagine? Within a few weeks, he had a temple building filled up with devotees. It was amazing to see the whole thing happen. I was a witness to that miracle. He went out on the street. He went to a place where all the hippies used to spend the time during the day. It was a hippie street market. He went there and he clapped his hands and he sang. And he told the people, he said, if you invite me to your home for the evening, I will turn your home into a temple. So every night he would go to a different house. He would take the money he had gotten by selling the Bhakti Godhead magazines. And he'd make a wonderful feast. So there'd be a feast, there'd be a kirtan and a lecture. Every night in a different house. So you go down to the hippie street market to find out where the Swamiji was going to do his program tonight, you see. And his lectures are just amazing. He would talk about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as if he personally knew Krishna. And it was really, really something. He would tell about Prabhupada. And just hearing about Prabhupada from him, you would think he's the most, you would understand this is the most wonderful person in the history of the whole world, Prabhupada. We were so amazed to hear about Prabhupada from Vishnujana Swami. Even one little baby girl, she heard about Prabhupada. And she would just say, the little baby girl would sometimes say the name of Prabhupada. She would go, Prabhupada. A little baby girl would just call out, Prabhupada. And it was so amazing. We were just completely enchanted by Vishnujana Swami telling us all about Krishna and all about Prabhupada. So he attracted a huge following almost immediately. Somebody gave a house and then we had a temple within no time. So this is the potency of being humble. Of just being a humble devotee of the Lord.
And Krishna's Shakti can flow through you. Prabhupada's Shakti can flow through you. You'll be living in the spiritual world at every minute. And anybody who hears about Krishna and Prabhupada from you will go, wow, this is amazing. I would like to do this too. Because I've never seen somebody so happy as you. Somebody so blissful, somebody so peaceful, somebody so full of love as you. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Okay.
My obeisances
for you.
When you mentioned that we should be humble,
y otras personas pueden influir en nuestro estado, porque nos pueden molestar o hacer que nosotros nos ofusquemos.
Another person ¿cómo se puede decir? Some people make like a when other people bother us, no?
Someone may take advantage of humility and harass you. So, that happened one time. There was one cobra. He was always, the villagers were completely afraid of the cobra, you see. But then he became a disciple of Narada Muni. And he was no longer, therefore, fearful for the villagers. Because now he's a humble Vaishnava, he won't hurt anyone. But the little children began taking advantage of his humility. They would throw rocks at him. And he was in a difficult situation. He didn't want to. Now he's a humble devotee, he's very tolerant, but they're taking advantage of his humility and they're torturing him in various ways. So he asked his Guru Maharaj, Narada Muni, what should I do, Guru Maharaj? Narada Muni said, show your hoods, but don't bite. So a Vaishnava, he can show strength, he can make a show of anger, protect himself from being harassed. But he never harms anyone. Anything else? Yeah.
¿Cuál sería un significado así de humildad o algo como una definición de humildad para entenderlo más profundamente?
What is the real meaning of the meaning of humbleness?
Humble means to offer all respect to others without expecting any respect for yourself.
Humildad significa dar, estar dispuesto a ofrecer respeto a los demás sin esperar nada a cambio. Respeto a cambio.
That's Lord Chaitanya's definition.
Eso es la definición del señor Chaitanya.
Anything else?
¿Algo más?
Okay, we'll stop here.
Vamos a parar acá.
Muchas gracias. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarshan das Alkari ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Daikora Pramanandi.
Jai.